New numbers are out on poverty in the U.S. Last year, these numbers showed a historic drop in child poverty. This year, the Census Bureau data finds that rate has more than doubled. NPR's Jennifer Ludden is here to explain. Hey there.
Hi.
Hi. So this feels like not great news. What happened?
Right. It's been quite a yo-yo the past couple of years. A year ago, the Census Bureau found child poverty hit a record low, 5.2%. Today, it's way up, 12.4%, like the overall poverty rate, also a sharp rise. It happened as inflation was increasing and a lot of pandemic relief was running out. But a real key was the child tax credit. People might remember back in 2021, they got more money from it, and the credit was expanded to include millions more low-income families. Sharon Parrott of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities says that was a huge for reducing the poverty rate.
So we sometimes talk about the child tax credit as being an upside-down policy. And that's because the children who need it the most get the least, while higher-income children get more.
So now with the pandemic expansion over, Parrott says millions of families lost out on this credit for their kids because they didn't make enough. But married couples making hundreds of thousands of dollars do get the full child tax credit of $2,000 per child. And yes, it might sound weird. Poverty advocates would agree with that, but it is an income-based benefit. So, you know, the more you make, the more you get.
Well, and what has the end of this credit meant for those families at the very lowest end of the income spectrum?
You know, a lot of people overwhelmingly spent that credit on household essentials. I mean, we're talking rent and food. Surveys showed many also used it to pay down debt, or they spent it on their kids. Angel Jackson is a single mom in Houston. Her son is 8.
My son went to a charter school, so I bought school shirts. I got his, like, haircut. Like, I was able to do, like, small things in small increments. Took him out to eat with it. Like, it came in handy, kind of like his allowance.
Now, Jackson lobbies for foster parents. She says she's doing okay these days after the expanded tax credit ran out. But many other parents say they have had trouble paying bills and covering basic expenses like rent and groceries.
I'm wondering, Jennifer, if we saw that giving more families a bigger child tax credit had this dramatic effect, lowered the poverty rate. Is there any talk about bringing it back?
There is. Now, there's a stalemate over it in Congress, but there has been a lot of action at the state level. Adam Rubin is with the Economic Security Project, and he's been lobbying states to adopt their own child tax credit for a while. A couple of years ago, 7 states had done so, and Rubin says that has now doubled, and more states have also changed other tax programs to help low-income parents.
Hmm. Quickly, before I let you go, the Census Bureau also released new numbers on household income today. What'd we learn?
Well, median household income is down about 2%. It is $74,580. Lower income workers did see the largest wage gains, but record inflation last year grew more. That has recently flipped, but, you know, with so many prices still high, many people may not be feeling it.
Indeed. NPR's Jennifer Ludden, thank you.
Thank you.